This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm hanging out here with producer Jack Stern. He's coming to you live from New York City. Shout outs to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 158, a smart speaker. This is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. And we've discussed a lot. We talked about LeSean McCoy just destroying Eric Bieniemy. I guess that's the thing to do. We talked about Todd Monken. Todd Monken is out here just, he's like, yeah, I'm going to be here. I don't know if Lamar's going to be here, but I'm going to be here. We talked about Nate McMillan being fired as head coach of the Atlanta Hawks. The Atlanta Hawks, they're just sleepwalking right now. They're good. They're bad. They're everything in between. They're in the middle. Unfortunately for all of my friends in Chicago, and shout outs to Daniel, the Uber driver in Chicago, Lonzo Ball is done for the year. This man's knee is cooked. He hasn't played since January of last year. Multiple knee surgeries, and it's a sad thing. He is a very good player. Still only 25 years old. He was still continuing to develop. And now we won't see him again at minimum until October. We've talked about Lamar Jackson. The franchise tag period has started to open up for the NFL and its free agents. If you can't come to an agreement or you want to kind of slap a tag on a dude to potentially, you know, work out a longer term deal, you now have that option. We just took a caller. People are worried about what Derek Carr does. I'm like, what are we thinking about Derek Carr? Like, there's so many quarterbacks that are around. This is going to be nuts. You got Aaron Rodgers in a darkness retreat. You have Derek Carr, who's just on a free agent tour right now. He just left the Jets. I saw a report where the Jets were trying to big up Derek Carr, and they told him, man, if you play here, we could envision you having a Hall of Fame career. I was like, what? With the New York Jets? Derek Carr and the Jets Hall of Fame career? Did I read that correctly? That's like somebody who will tell another person everything that they want to hear. Everything. Jack Stern, I say Derek Carr, you think Hall of Fame and Jets? Does that make sense?
No, it makes no sense because Derek Carr has been to two playoffs in 9 years in the league, despite having a star-studded supporting cast. He's had decent support coaching-wise as well, and he's still been able to do nothing with it. Now, we do need to account for the fact that he's played the entirety of his career with the Raiders organization, which has been defined by dysfunction, and I do want to see how he functions somewhere else, but typically, and generally speaking, he's been widely regarded as a slightly above average quarterback, and that's about it.
Yeah, but the New York Jets don't even know what the playoffs are. That's like telling somebody, hey, if you give me a dollar, I'm going to turn that dollar into $1 million for you. And it's like, well, you sitting here on the curb, I'm supposed to believe you? Like the New York Jets telling anyone that if you come play for the Jets, you can become a Hall of Fame quarterback, caliber QB with the talent that we have here is just like, can y'all work on going to the playoffs first? And I get it. People got to sell anybody anything. My point is, without beating down the New York Jets, my apologies. Derek Carr's own brother said his free agency is going to be a long process. One of our callers had said he believes Derek Carr is going to go down to Tampa. And there are quite a few eligible QBs who will be moving around. There are plenty of teams who want a quarterback. Like, let's be real. Half the NFL is always looking for a quarterback. You got a top 10 QB. You got another tier of dudes who's just in the middle who's A-OK. And then you got a bottom third where it's like, yeah, we just exist. One day by accident, we'll have a quarterback. Like the New York Jets, they're in that bottom third. And so when you have almost Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Ryan Tannehill might be a possibility. I know he's coming off of an injury. Who am I forgetting? You got OG Matt Ryan out there. God knows what he's going to do. He should probably just sit around and do TV. Feel like I am forgetting somebody. You're Lamar Jackson. We had a whole conversation about him potentially being moved. I think that is a reality. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not being asked about the potential of Lamar Jackson, you know, coming here to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm asked that like once a day. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of quarterback movement. This should be fun. And everybody's waiting on the Aaron Rodgers domino to fall first. Where does Aaron Rodgers go? Is he going to shock everybody and say he's retiring? Hell no. He's too into himself. He would come back from his darkness retreat just to go to another one, just to tell us. I think he's going to move on, but where it is, we have no idea. Everybody just has to wait. And you know, one of the franchises that will need a quarterback is the Carolina Panthers. We just had one caller, Daniel from Chicago, my man Daniel the Uber driver, who's counting all of his tips right now. He believes that the Carolina Panthers are going to move up to number one and swap with the Bears. The Bears can get more draft capital. And he's like, yeah, Carolina, they're going to move up to number one and then they can draft a quarterback. It'd be a whole hell of a lot cheaper for a team that's in the developmental process. What are the Panthers doing? They got to start from somewhere, right? This is an embarrassment. We've gone through this, but to keep this in mind, the Carolina Panthers last year had Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield as their quarterbacks. Can it be any worse? Can it be any more of a disaster? And Steve Wilks was still able to turn them around and have them finish at playing 500 football to finish the year. You have Matt Rhule out there stealing money. David Tepper giving everybody a check. And now you got Frank Reich who's come in. And Frank Reich, former head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, he got the boot. And now he's running Carolina. And he was asked today just about the team.
Where's the strangest place you've lost your car keys? Inside the refrigerator? The washer or dryer? The trunk of your car? The kitty litter box? Well, good news, because even if you've lost your keys on the moon, you can still unlock your car and get where you're going with available digital key in the 2023 all-new Kia Niro EV. Farther for all. To learn more, visit kia.com/Niro EV today. Kia, movement that inspires.
Evan Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Matt. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BetUS.com is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.
And what he's looking forward to, and he sounded like a head coach. He gave you cliches and numbers, and he made things sound real fancy. He's not stupid. I give him that much. Take a listen to what he had to say about the contributions of players and coaches.
I have typically always said that this game is 80 to 90% about the players. It's 80 to 90% about the players, 10 to 20% of it is coaching. But when you consider the number of games and the percentage of games that are won by one score, 10 or 20% is a very significant difference. So if you can compete and quote-unquote out-coach your opponent by 10 or 20% and you win 10 or 20% more games, that's three games a year maybe, right? So that's a huge difference. But at the end of the day, it's a player's game. And so what we as a coaching staff, what I'll say to our coaching staff, I don't know if it's 10% or 20%, but we got to get 100% of our 10%, or we got to get 100% of our 20, every ounce of energy that we have to get whatever it is that we contribute, we got to get it.
Pop quiz, Jack. Do you know what the hell he just said?
No, I had no idea what he said. He was taking me in circles there, and he sounded like someone who didn't deserve a head coaching job after he was just fired from his most recent one.
Oh, well, damn. Ouch.
Boop-boop-boop-boop, bang.
You think that's how he got the job? The 80%? You see, listen, here's the deal. It's 80 to 90% of the players, and it's 10% to 20% of the coaches. But what you need is, you need the 10 to 20% of the coaches to make the decisions so the 30% of the games that are one-score games, the coaches can get you to 100% of the victories. No, didn't sound right? No, probably not. Anyway, you just heard what Jack said. Frank Wright got the job. Someone who should have never got fired from his job is Jim Caldwell. Jim Caldwell is actually going to be working with Frank Reich. And one of the things that they have to do is go out and identify a quarterback. They have to figure out who the hell is going to be throwing the ball. Nobody wants to see Sam Darnold. Thank God that ship has sailed. And so Jim Caldwell, who unfortunately he's another former Colts head coach, he went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Saints. Final year disaster, Peyton Manning, his neck was cooked, and he went to the Lions. The general manager there wanted to bring in a head coach that everybody hated in Matt Patricia. And so now Jim Caldwell is in an interesting place. He doesn't have a head coaching job. He's like, my whole family is in the Carolinas. Like, I know Frank Reich. I'm a little bit older. He was actually asked today, man, you trying to get back into coaching? Is this going to be your next move into coaching? He's like, man, I'm here to help this man out and keep my life moving. This is what Jim Caldwell said today.
First of all, I think oftentimes in your career, you got to do resets once in a while, right? And so right now, only thing I'm concerned about is the job that I do here. Right here and now. I'm not worried about the future or anything else. I don't plan on being a head coach from this point forward. But my focus is on doing the absolute best job for this organization at this particular point in time. And I don't look any further. Now, some of the younger guys, it's a little bit different, right? But me at my station in life, I want to be as good as I can possibly be in this setting.
Man, good luck with the Panthers. David Tepper has money. Frank Reich talked about how much he's willing to spend on the coaching staff and moving forward. But the Carolina Panthers, they're like most teams. They're not going nowhere unless they actually have a quarterback who they can depend on. They haven't had that since some guy named, I don't know, Cam Newton. It's been a while. I think we all know this. Cam Newton, we won't see him play in the NFL again. His days are done. They're over. So Carolina, like a million other teams, are looking for a quarterback. And last night we talked about Daniel Jones. Tonight, Lamar Jackson was mentioned. Derek Carr is a free agent. Like, who the hell is the best option at quarterback when you think about everybody that's eligible? Everybody comes with their warts. Aaron Rodgers is just a, like, do you want to deal with him for a year, maybe two? He's going to play again this season, probably. And then by the time January rolls around, we're going to go into another, this will probably be now the fourth offseason of, is he, or will he, or won't he retire, quit? You got Derek Carr, who's good. You got Jimmy Garoppolo, who is broken. You have Lamar Jackson, who will be paid a lot of money somewhere, but he is, I don't want to call him injury prone, but he hasn't finished the season healthy in 3 years. Ryan Tannehill is broken right now. He's in a recovery process. Matt Ryan is old and hurt. Like, if you need a new quarterback, unless you feel strongly that Aaron Rodgers or Derek Carr is going to take you to the promised land, get a young guy that ain't going to cost you nothing. Like, save yourself a headache. You got all these dudes who are eligible to be tagged, and the New York Giants and Daniel Jones will come to a deal. Lamar Jackson will get paid somewhere. Maybe he won't get paid a fully guaranteed deal. He'll get money. Jimmy Garoppolo will get scraps. Derek Carr is going to wait to see what happens with Aaron Rodgers, but he has to wait. He's the second best, safest quarterback option available. He might be safer than bringing in Aaron Rodgers. It's just a very volatile market. You could tag Lamar Jackson and he could seek a deal elsewhere. You could tag Lamar Jackson and then he's stuck there, but he doesn't have to show up. He can decide to hold out. I can't remember in recent memory the last time we had this many potential quarterbacks available. That doesn't even count in all of these young dudes that are going to be in the league. Bryce Youngs and C.J. Strouds, Will Levis's of the world. There's so many guys that are going to be available. Somebody's going to take a flyer on, I don't know, Anthony Richardson coming out of Florida. This is going to be fun. Because all the teams, most of the teams stink. They need a quarterback. And I don't think there's a perfect match out here for anybody. Welcome to the NFL. Welcome to the NFL offseason. Where nobody walks away unscathed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you think about the QBs who will be available or might be available, who is the safest option? He might be the most good to average option. I think it's Derek Carr. You know what you're going to get out of him. And maybe you'll get a little bit of a surprise on the upper end and not the lower one. Who's the best quarterback you think that's pretty much eligible here in the offseason? Who's the best free agent QB? Who's the safest bet? I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break, and I'm going to tell you someone who's not a free agent, but he's damn sure going to get paid. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. We haven't even technically hit the start of free agency in the NFL. But on Tuesday, teams were allowed to start franchise tagging their own players, their own free agents. there's going to be a huge quarterback story. It's coming soon. Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers moving on? Is it going to be Lamar Jackson? Where does Derek Carr end up? Jimmy Garoppolo is still around. Ain't nobody talking about Jimmy G because he's like option number four. You know, what's going – Baker Mayfield. What's going to happen with Baker Mayfield? Nobody talks about him. You don't think he's still trying to have a career resurgence somewhere? Saints need a QB. Is Jameis Winston, you think he's sticking? You think he's going back there? There's going to be so much movement. Lamar Jackson is possible to move. There's a possibility he ain't staying in Baltimore. Rumors about the Chicago Bears and
attention, sports fans. Your favorite sportsbook, BetUS.com, is back for our 28th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sportsbook with integrity, longevity, and you need to know you're gonna get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. Join now. Mention BETUS 2022, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Head to BETUS.com and join today. That's BETUS, where the game begins.
Fields. I think they'll keep Fields. And then the Carolina Panthers today, you know, they had a press conference with Frank Reich and introducing Jim Caldwell, and they're like, yeah, we're going to evaluate the whole roster. They don't have no damn QB. What, Matt Corral's supposed to come back from his broken foot? This is going to be a fun offseason, especially with the QBs. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bourne is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bourne?
What's going on, JR, man? Definitely appreciate you taking my call, man. I love listening to your show, you know, when I'm driving on the way home from work. So definitely appreciate you, you know. I'm in Charlotte. I'm a transplant, you know, New York Jets fan. And as a New York Jets fan, I'm definitely hoping the Jets pick up Derek Carr. I don't even want them to entertain Aaron Rodgers, you know. I think Aaron Rodgers just is going to bring, you know, some drama with him. You know, and plus I think he's like a 2-year band-aid. With the roster that the Jets have, I think Derek Carr will be the long-term option. You know, plus we don't have to give up draft capital. And Joe Douglas, the GM, has shown that he's gotten progressively better in the draft. You know, so 5 years ago, I would be like, yes, definitely give up the draft capital because the Jets can't draft, you know, worth anything. But Joe Douglas has shown that he can do, you know, some great things with draft capital. So keep your draft capital. Go after Derek Carr. The Jets are just a quarterback away from being a good team in the NFL and being a contender in the NFL. And if you ask me, Derek Carr is definitely an upgrade over Zach Wilson.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Are you a little snake bitten by Brett Favre with the New York Jets?
I think so. I think that's definitely has something to do with it, you know. And I'd rather have a longer-term option than just a Band-Aid. You know, and I think that's all that Aaron Rodgers would be. Plus, you have to give up the draft capital to get him.
If you're the New York Jets, though, and you haven't won a championship since the beginning of 1969.
Yes, sir. My mother was 8 years old, by the way, when that happened. My mother was eight. So
God bless her. Don't you want to just swing for the fences? Like, you can have a Derek Carr for and. Derek Carr, what type of deal he gonna sign? 3 years, maybe 4 years max? Aaron Rodgers, wouldn't you settle with Aaron for a 1 or 2 year deal, knowing that you're gonna have a headache, but then you have a better quarterback? Like, what's the big difference in regards to time and signing?
You don't have to give up multiple first round picks. So I think if you sign Derek Carr, you still get to build for the future. If you get Aaron Rodgers, you're definitely selling all out for right now. And Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl, what, in 2010? Like, so it's not like he's a perennial Super Bowl guy, you know?
Right.
Like, it's still a question mark there.
I don't know about how much draft capital. I agree with you. The New York Jets, by the way, they did an amazing job in the draft last year. You got both the offensive rookie
and
of
defensive.
The year, the defensive
right.
rookie of the year. Wouldn't you say, though, that Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Derek Carr?
Yes, I think at the moment, definitely. But when you look at the type, when you look at from a standpoint of building a team,
okay.
I think you can definitely build a team more like structurally sound around Derek Carr than Aaron okay. Rodgers because
yeah,
you're going to have to give up some talent to get there.
Derek Carr is he's the safe option. He's
right.
But it's a little bit like settling. But you know what? We all got to settle for something every now and then.
Right. And you don't give up the next 2-3 years of
right.
first round draft choices. You know, to help build Derek Carr, you just get the talent around him, and I think the Jets can be a contender if you get the talent because they have a great roster
okay.
now. You know, they have
yeah.
a pretty good roster now. You get Breece Hall back next year. You know, hopefully he can return to a similar form to what he was. You know, this year.
And, I get it.
You know,
yeah. Bringing in Derek Carr is like settling for the almost ugly person at the club. I get it, Bourne. I appreciate you, man. Stay safe in Charlotte.
No problem.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, JR.
No problem. Yeah, it's like, Derek Carr is safe. It's like, hey, oh, do I want to talk to the best person in here? Nah, that person's out of my league. I'm just going to talk to this person here. Derek Carr is safe. There's no, what else is there to say? He's safe.
You speaking from experience, JR?
Experience of what?
Settling for the second best looking chick at the party?
No, I don't go pick people up at parties. Not me.
That's not your thing? All right. Gotcha.
No, not at parties, no.
Where do you pick them up then?
I don't pick anybody up.
You don't pick up any romantic significant others at all?
I have never went and picked up anybody at a club or a party. I'm not a party guy, man.
Oh, man. You're too late to the game. How old are you again?
Well, much older than you.
All right. So I can't teach you a thing or two. Gotcha.
No, you can't. Didn't you say you had a toga party over
yes,
the weekend,
I did.
Right?
I had a toga themed party. This was the biggest party I've been to since college, and ironically
yeah.
enough, I had a lot of my college friends at said party. It was very fun.
Yeah, not my thing. I've never been to a college party, so
Oof.
No.
Well,
not my
to
thing,
Baruch,
unfortunately.
Right? I mean, Baruch isn't the conventional Syracuse, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin. It's a city college. It's in New York City. It's by the downtown district where all the ballers and clubs are. So, I mean, there's not necessarily a need to go out to those crazy, rouchy house parties that the big universities host.
I assume my school had parties. I know they did. You weren't going to find me there. You know what I was doing? Getting money.
Yeah.
That's
a good
it.
Idea. That's a good strategy.
Yeah, I try.
Maybe
yeah, I like to
that.
Get money, not spend it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Owen is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Owen?
Hey, man. Thank you for calling. Good to talk. I know you're talking football right now, but I want you to ask the question, who was better, had a better organization right now? I think between the Bulls and the Hawks, the Bulls are in better shape than we are because we did something very stupid here. Now, I don't have a problem with DeJounte coming here, but we gave them 3 number one picks for DeJounte. Now, that's stupid to me. That doesn't make sense. We got a lot of holes here right now. Our front office is not in good shape. We got rid of Travis Link, who knew what he was doing. We had Danny Ferrier before that. We don't have neither one of those guys. Landry and Kyle Korver, nothing against him. He's a former Hawk. But to me, these guys don't know what they're doing. And then we got Trey. I like Trey.
Well, we can't say that. They just got here.
But I understand what you're saying, but you don't get rid of somebody who's proven for somebody who don't know what they're doing.
I agree with you. I hear
you know
that, but that is not an indicator of what they know or what they don't know. Both are
right.
true. Are they as experienced?
Thing.
No, hell no, they're not as experienced as Travis Schlenk. And sooner
right.
than later, we'll probably find out the full truth as to why he is no longer in charge. I agree with
you
there on that.
I can tell you why he's no longer in charge. The first thing of it is when you have Trey, and I like Trey to death, but at some point, Trey is immature right now. Let's say that. He's 24 years old. And when you shaking hands with the owner's son who went behind Travis Slink back
so, Owen,
to get DeJounte, what do you have?
Owen, I am familiar with all of that. I actually, you know, am familiar with all of these people and have spoken to some of these people. So anything that you tell me, part of it can be hearsay. I'm only going to base this off of facts. You don't know the full story, and neither do I. We know that Travis Schlenk is no longer leading this franchise. We know that.
Right.
We also know that you now have – well, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Because you're speaking hearsay. I'm telling you the facts. We can connect the dots. But nobody knows for certain except for the people that are there. We can all bounce off a rumor. You now have Landry Fields here. You now also have Kyle Korver here. Do they have the experience of Travis Schlenk? No, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Give it time, and we will get the full reasoning and the answers as to why this has devolved. It has devolved.
Right.
It is
right.
A disaster.
Well, we'll see. The last thing I'm going to say is right. But the thing of it is, nobody has clean hands here. Everybody's hands are dirty.
Correct.
In this situation.
Yes, I said that. It's not just a Trey Young thing. It's not just a management thing. This is a terrible situation. They're going to have to dig themselves out, and it's not going to end pretty. You heard me say that, right?
Well, I hope they do, because I'm a long-time Hawks fan. I go all the way back to the Dominique days.
So you are used
to season tickets.
Well, I don't see you. You don't say hi to me at the arena.
Well, next time when you come you tell me where you sit. I sit in 113 U, sir.
113. You see me on the floor. Look behind one of the baskets.
Okay, I sit behind the basket on the Hawks side.
Which basket? The Hawks side. You sit behind
the
club in the bar. You sit behind the bar.
I sit at the tables. I don't sit in the seat. I sit at the black tables, like where the media sit, just before you go down.
Oh, upstairs with a hawk shop.
No, it's the black tables up there. You know, like the little black handicap tables. That's where I sit on the
where the radio station is.
You know how just before you go down into the seats, I sit at the black
Owen,
tables.
Hey, how about this, Owen? You can't miss me. I'm the black guy with a lot of hair, and I'm the dude walking around. Can't miss me. Look for me. Yell at me. I'll be at the game on Friday. Just look for me, okay?
Okay. You come over in 113U.
Man, I'm all over by the floor. You yell JR, and I come upstairs, okay? You'll see me.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you, Owen. I'll catch you. Okay. Thank you, Owen. Bye-bye. Okay.
I hope Owen doesn't forget about you by the time Friday comes around.
Nah, he won't. Nah, we like each other down here in Atlanta, Jack.
Okay, so it's a little bit different than New York. People are actually nice.
Nah, we like each other. Yeah, I have a good time at the Hawks game. When I'm at the Hawks game, it's like seeing all my family. Everybody at the arena, the staff is nice. Oh, I'll go by, and I have a very good memory.
Are there police officers?
I know the arena inside and out. I've been given a tour of the arena many times. I'm going to go say what's up. Yeah. Hospitality is real. I'm all over the place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Outside of talking about my own personal Hawks family reunion here, and I feel bad, yeah. A lot of season ticket holders, they deserve better than that game against the Hawks last week. But anyway, on the football side, I'm going to take more of your calls. There's going to be a lot of quarterback movement. I'm going to tell you about a quarterback who is not going anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to all my friends and family, everybody down in New Orleans right now, just living their life. All my friends in New Orleans, they don't know what the hell I'm saying now anyway. They probably all drinking. living their life. Anyway, have fun down there. Be safe, too, please. Everybody having a good old time with Mardi Gras. Have some fun, but be safe. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we're talking about all of these quarterbacks in the NFL, all of the potential movement, the Derek Carrs, the Aaron Rodgers, the Lamar Jacksons. And I mentioned to you one quarterback who ain't going nowhere. Yeah, great English by me. He ain't going nowhere. And his name is Jalen Hurts. Even though he just went to the Super Bowl, lost the Super Bowl, he was in the MVP conversation. You know, A.J. Brown was on Barstool, one of their podcasts today, and he pretty much even made a joke about it, telling Howie Roseman, like, man, you better pay this man. I want to go wherever Jalen Hurts goes. He said it jokingly. We know he ain't moving. This is what A.J. Brown had to say.
I love Philly, and what I'm about to say. You do not pay this man. Just ship me off wherever he finna go.
It's over with.
Wherever he finna go.
I'm telling you.
Package deal me with him.
Listen, so you talk about pressure. Howie, get it done.
Get it done.
Well, Howie Roseman wants to get it done. I've detailed some of the Philadelphia Eagles. Should I call them issues? Challenges. Challenges is a better word. They have a lot of challenges in retaining a lot of their offensive and defensive weapons and veterans. Their center, Travis Kelce. I know his brother Jason is up for free agency. You think about the Brandon Grahams and Fletcher Cox, vets and guys who have been there. The dudes who they just brought in to help him out, Linval Joseph and Dominican Sue, all eligible to move on. It didn't take long for Howie Roseman himself. Come on, we know this. Said Howie Roseman, man, yeah, of course I want to keep this man in Philly. Hurts ain't going nowhere.
We want to keep our best players here for the long term, and he's certainly one of our best players. So that's something we'll keep all the contract talks internal, but we definitely would like to keep Jalen Hurts here.
Yeah, Lori basically said as much. He ain't going nowhere. Jalen Hurts, I know Lamar Jackson trying to get all that money. He wants his money guaranteed. Hurts is going to take his approximately $50 million, and he's going to be very happy with it. And he deserves it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh, and let's talk to Kobe. Kobe, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about, I think, who the Jets are overlooking, and that's Jimmy Garoppolo. And the reason I say that is he has a prior relationship with Saleh. Being in San Francisco, he's been to an NFC championship. He's been to a Super Bowl. He's actually been a couple of plays from winning both and getting to a second Super Bowl and winning one against Kansas City. I think you could obviously get him for a bargain. Derek Carr has been to one playoff game. Derek Carr has had an immense amount of talent around him and, not to mention, a very good stable of coaches around him, and he's done nothing. He's been to one playoff game, and he lost it. Jimmy Garoppolo you can get for a very good price, and I think that he would be a great game manager for the Jets.
So there's a few things. The biggest, I think, problem and issue here is that Jimmy Garoppolo, if you have to think about just his availability, like that would be an utter disaster because he's been hurt. Like somehow, some way, he gets hurt every year.
Yeah, I mean, there certainly is that drawback. There's no question about it.
It's a massive drawback. If Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have an injury history, he would be at the top of this, maybe more so than Derek Carr. And I don't want to chide Derek Carr too much. Talk about his quality of head coaches. He's been through quite a few of them. Unfortunately, right. Derek Carr's had to go through a lot of head coaches, a lot of different systems. Everything isn't just his fault. Josh McDaniels, right. Gruden, Del Rio, we can go on and on. It's not all his fault. He is a safer option than Jimmy Garoppolo just based on health. He plays.
Yeah, he might be right on that. What the Jets fans should be upset about is they didn't lose. They should have never won that second game and drafted Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, you take against the Raiders from 2 years ago?
Right.
Oh, my God. Well, Kobe, sheesh, man. What a memory you have. What about thinking of somebody else's pain? Man.
Right. Right.
Appreciate you, Kobe.
No problem, man. Have a good one.
You too. Taking it back two seasons where the New York Jets won a football game that cost them the number one pick. Wow. How far back are we going to go? Sheesh. Jim is calling up from New York City. Hey, Jim, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you?
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan ever since the days of Steel Curtain defense.
All right.
Now, the franchise, how do you see the franchise of the Steelers from now into the future, maybe four or five seasons from now? Kenny Pickett, Najee Harris, come on, we have a receiving corps. It's nasty. Our defense, we need to stock up on that, but maybe the offensive line too, and that's about it.
You want me to think about what the Steelers are going to be 4 to 5 years from now?
Exactly.
Man, I ain't got no crystal ball. You want me to sit here and lie to you?
No, of course not.
I can't tell you. I can barely tell you what they're going to do this upcoming season. And
I think AFC North is going to be theirs. Maybe Cincinnati is going to give them a run for their money, and that's about it. Nobody else in the AFC North is going to do nothing. Cleveland? Whatever. Baltimore? If they do something with Lamar Jackson, maybe, but
Jim, let's slow down here for a minute.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. All right. You asked me about the Steelers.
Yes.
You didn't ask me about the AFC North.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, you didn't ask me about that.
Yeah.
And what I'm not going to do, and what I think is stupid, is to think about what the Steelers are going to do 4 to 5 years from now.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be in a similar position that they were last year. Maybe they improve just a little bit and get back to the playoffs.
Exactly.
A lot of that hinges on the development of Kenny Pickett.
Exactly.
If things open up a little bit more, then there's a possibility that they can go out there and have more success. But it's contingent on him.
Exactly. My thing is, they got to get rid of Mason Rudolph. He's sitting a pine pony for no reason. Get rid of him. Maybe get a couple draft picks and maybe get cash considerations. Really, that's about it. That's really all they need.
Well, nobody wants to see him play. And they also need to see what Matt Canada can continue to do as well. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Hey, JR, what do you think the Steelers are going to do 4 to 5 years from now? They don't know. Like, the Steelers are still a team in the middle of an evaluation period. They're trying to move in a positive direction. I know some people like to crap on Mike Tomlin. It's like, man, you don't know a good thing when you got it. Like, you go ahead, pull the plug on him and see how far this team. They wouldn't be where they were last year if they didn't have someone like Mike Tomlin. And as far as I'm concerned, he's a rarity in the NFL right now. Players who actually want to play for him, who respect him. I'll tell you this much, and this is why he's a great coach, and we don't know what Eric Bieniemy is or is not as a head coach. All that crap that LeSean McCoy was talking about someone like Eric Bieniemy, I have never heard a crass or cross word said about Mike Tomlin. It's the JR Sport Beat Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And then I do want to talk some money, some moolah. Baseball's around the corner. I got you covered, CBS Sports Radio.
It's not always easy to make the right choices when it comes to saving money and opening new credit cards. Which has the best perks? Which has the lowest fees? That's where we come in. NerdWallet can help you compare and find top financial products to make smart financial decisions. With NerdWallet on your side, you're backed by super experienced nerds who help you make smart decisions on your next credit card, high-yield savings account, and more. They use their nerdy expertise to offer side-by-side comparisons, objective reviews, and ratings on top financial products out there. NerdWallet can help you find a credit card that rewards you on what you spend the most on. Are you paying more for groceries lately, filling up your tank from all those road trips, or for all of your online shopping? NerdWallet helps categorize your spending and find the card that best fits your habits. So, listeners, are you ready to make a smart decision? Compare and find top cashback credit cards, savings accounts, and more at NerdWallet.com. NerdWallet,
the smartest decision for all your financial decisions.
Attention, sports fans. Your favorite sports book, BetUS.com, is back for our 29th year of football action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.